There's a lot of emphasis on healthy aging as more and more baby boomers hit 65 and beyond. But not everyone ages the same. For some, aging well could mean active seniors who ski or go skydiving for fun. But older adulthood often brings some decline in function. And for people living with physical disabilities, the slide is more dramatic. A UW study is focusing on this often overlooked population in hopes to help them age with grace. KUW's Ruby DeLuna reports.
Most people would say they want to be able to maintain their independence as they age. Lan Remy is no different.
Any time that I can head out someplace or do something on my own without relying on someone, it's a huge boost of independence.
Remy is 67 years old and recently retired. But unlike most retirees, Remy lost the use of his legs 3 years ago in a bicycle accident.
Being in a wheelchair, it makes you a person like 50 times more dependent on others than you would be normally.
Remy is sharing all this on a Wednesday afternoon with wellness coach Nikki Bagley.
So have you started to think about some ways you want to fill your time?
Oh, yes. I have.
Bagley asks Remy extensive questions about his health, his daily routine, and social interactions. The information gives her a window into his life. It'll help her come up with a plan for his health goals.
We like to start with, like, I have this big goal of what I want to do, but then what are all the little steps that it will take to get there?
Exercise was a big part of Remy's life before the accident, and he wants to stay active. These days, he's focusing on building upper body strength.
If my function is enhanced by strengthening or flexibility, then my ability to transfer myself, to move from wheelchair to bed, wheelchair to driving seat on my own, adds my independence, makes life easier for others around me.
Remy and Bagley will meet again to discuss a game plan for reaching those goals. Remy's meeting with Bagley is part of a UW study that focuses on bringing wellness programs to aging adults with long-term disabilities. A lot of attention has focused on healthy aging for baby boomers, but little has been done for people like Remy who live with conditions like spinal cord injuries, multiple sclerosis, or post-polio syndrome.
A lot of the models for what was quote-unquote successful aging specified not having a disability as one of the criteria. So you had to age in older adulthood and be physically active and physically healthy and not have a medical condition or not have a disability. And that is just completely out of touch with reality.
Ivan Moulton is a rehab psychologist at the University of Washington who's leading the study. He says aging generally slows people down, but it's even harder for those with physical disabilities. For example, fatigue is a common problem. So is pain.
In MS, you might have neuropathic pain. In spinal cord injury, you might have pain from wheeling. You might start to develop osteoarthritis of the shoulder. If you look at the reasons that people with these disabilities retire early, it's not usually because of the disability. It's because of these extra problems.
Moulton hopes the study will help them deal with the changes in their physical health. He also hopes it'll provide support for their emotional well-being and help them stay connected to their communities. The study is modeled after Project Enhance, a community-based program for older adults that's been around since the 90s. Sasha May is with Project Enhance. She says it's up to the participants to set their health goals. It could be something simple like being able to walk to the mailbox, or it could be a specific target like lowering blood pressure.
Health means whatever the participant thinks it means, and so that's what we're there to work with folks on.
May says a counselor helps tailor the steps to reaching those goals.
Maybe it's attending a fitness class at their local community center. The counselor will work with them on, you know, where exactly is the class? What days of the week are the class held at? How are you going to get there? If your neighbor can't drive you, you know, because they're sick, what's an alternative plan?
All right, so send your breath now up through your ribs, up through your armpits. See if you can create more space between your elbows and your fingertips.
This yoga class in the Central District is specifically for people with mobility issues. Lan Remy has never done yoga, but wanted to give it a try. His wife, Laura, helps him extend his arm up as he inhales. This class is part of Remy's goal of improving his flexibility and stamina. He thinks about the same things that many of his peers ponder about aging. Will he continue to live at home? Will he lose strength and independence? In Remy's mind, these are issues to prepare for.
I think age 75, 76 is a turning point for even healthy people. They recommend they not have stairs and that kind of thing. Of course, I'm already past that. I don't have to worry about stairs. I have a wheelchair, so I can get around most places. So maybe I'll be even better off at 75 than the average person.
Remy says if he keeps up his exercise and continues to stay connected with his friends, he looks forward to what life will be at age 75. I'm Ruby DeLuna, KUOW News.